was blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org since Sunday at 5 p.m., 21,000. I don't have yesterday's figures yet on how many people came to our website. $1 billion in deferred maintenance and counting. And, you know, someone's saying, well, that's just you. Do you remember the time I got up here and said the 91 bus when I meant the 93? And they all screamed at me, you're absolutely wrong. It's the 93 bus. If I make the tiniest mistake, they jump on me. And when I say you are two cheaters up here, and I say that the bus $1 billion, and incidentally, the ridership on the buses, he says it was flat. Yeah, it only went up, according to your figures in the source, 1%. What does 1% mean? It means 4 million more riders. And what are you doing? Cutting the service. Garbage. Racist garbage. Except for two people on the board.
Hearing problem. Yes, thank you again. And I certainly do appreciate the staff member bringing to your attention the ability to address the legislative language that would allow the Gold Line Construction Authority, because now it's legislatively legal, to construct the extension into San Bernardino and all those problems. But please, what language allowed the Construction Authority prior to October of 2011 to authorize transfer of property when it didn't exist, like occurred according to documents on file at the county registrar's office? And what language allowed it to do an environmental impact? And what language allowed it to request for proposals before it existed? Well, we don't need to know about that language. All we need to know is go Metro.
Okay, we have a motion. Director Fasan is second, and without objection, so ordered. Item number 55D.
55D relates to Metro's photo enforcement program, and these are photo enforcement systems on our fixed guideway projects, the Metro Blue Line and the Metro Orange Line. We're attempting to address two issues here. One is there have been some court cases relating to the validity of a ticket issued by an officer that is not personally handed to the violator, but results from the viewing of the video system, the violation on the video system. So we're trying to address first the validity of that process. And second is that we want to try and tie the enforceability of the ticket to the vehicle registration. There's been some question that when these go through the court process, if they're not tied to something like the vehicle registration, then there's no ability to follow up and pursue the fines that would be due from the violation. This is a measure that was identified in our legislative program and is a sponsored measure, a Metro-sponsored measure.
Do you have public? Nobody signed up?
Go ahead and call it.
Okay. Motion by Director Wilson, second. I don't. You already spoke on 55. You had a minute.
You didn't call the item specifically. Now you call the item specifically. That's the difference.
55, motion by Mr. Wilson, second without objection, so ordered. Item 55F of the question was divided. The question was divided. The item is divided, not speaking on each part of the division, but on the whole is what the public comment is on.
Item 55F is a measure proposed by Assemblymember Blumenfield that would authorize alternative fuel vehicles to access Metro's express lanes. The legislation governing the use of the HOV lanes by alternative fuel vehicles was modified recently to restrict the use to a new class of vehicles. It's basically things like the Chevy Volt and the Nissan Leaf. Last year when that legislation was authorized, we sought an exemption that would have excluded those vehicles from our express lanes but allowed them to use the HOV lanes and the rest of the system. The assembly member has brought this measure essentially asking us to reconsider that, partially because the vehicles have actually not sold. There are actually not very many vehicles that have actually been sold that would meet these requirements. So there's actually very few vehicles on the street. And he was asking us to reconsider that because at least the demonstration period, there would not be, first of all, a large number of vehicles. But second is he has expressed a willingness to work with us on language that would clarify the provisions so that there would not be a conflict with the requirements of our federal grant. So we're recommending a work with author due to that, his willingness to work on that specific issue.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Fasano.
Yes, a couple things. I know that in committee this was changed to a work with author. I know that some of the members of the committee that supported that are here today, so we may stay with that. I wanted to say I took one of those Nissan Leafs in here today on that same corridor at about 35 miles an hour because it was congested. For the purpose of the test, in an era where neither the state or the federal government have come up with additional operating resources that can help build our highways and fund our transit systems, it's a very important experiment. We need to maintain movement along that corridor at 45 miles an hour at least. Today, as I said, it was already slowed below that. So to have some capacity to be able to manage those lanes, we need to have the ability to operate this test for a one-year period without these vehicles being put into the lane. I understand the merit in a broader sense of trying to encourage purchase of those vehicles. As I said, I have one. I have real concerns, though, in terms of removing the exemption for this test, what it's going to do for an experiment that we could really all learn a lot from and maybe even benefit longer term in terms of improving mobility in this region and also having maybe an auxiliary funding resource along those corridors. It's not as much of an issue on the 110. The 10 is very tight right now, and we have very little capacity. So those are my comments. I would still like to go with a pose. I don't sense the support is here in this committee to do it.
Mr. Du Bois.
I was one who suggested work with author, and I will tell you why. I guess I would be in favor of it if we limited the time, but there is going to come a time when we have zero-emission vehicles that are being charged a toll to go on perhaps an electrified lane. If you have another lane that is a high-occupancy lane and there is no fee, those vehicles, if they are charged up, will be able to go on that other lane. They need to be directed to the lane that is set aside for them, which is a toll lane. You start mixing it up, and you're going to lose that ability.
You know, just coming back on that, actually, the electric vehicles and the CNG vehicles at this point throughout the entire system pay absolutely nothing.
Understood.
Since the funding comes through the gas tax. Longer term, when we move to clean fuel vehicles, they'll need to come up with a revenue source that provides equity. But in terms of this particular corridor and in terms of the toll lanes, we really need the exemption for the period of this test. Longer term, we can look at other options as the whole vehicle fleet changes.
So I would suggest that perhaps we could work with the author on putting a sunset date on it.
It's a one-year test.
Well,
you know, the exemption that was created was just for the purpose of the test.
Mr. Katz.
And I guess the reason we put work with author on there was, one, Blumenfeld has been supporter of MTAs and various issues that we've asked for help on. He chairs the budget committee, the budget committee. And work with author is how you get to deal with things like the sunset and the issues that Councilwoman's raising. Straight opposed gets in his face for no reason. I just don't get it. I mean, I understand the point, but I'd much rather be talking to him about it than not have the ability to do that.
Well, you can't just say oppose unless amended or something like that. I mean, the point is he's good to us on one hand, but we have a lot of other local issues that have not been breaking well recently. How's that?
not sitting in the hall of administration. I'm not.
Not just the hall of administration, city halls and.
Yeah.
School districts.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that.
So, Mr. Kanabe, you're saying if amended?
If amended, I mean, that's basically what you're saying, work with the author.
He's working. I'll go on a limb and oppose it.
My concern is that
concern was that this would be go on ad infinitum, and that when we come to a point that we need to be able to have a toll and have it adhered to, that if you have another lane that there's no toll on, you're going to lose that control. If you're talking about a year, that I don't have an issue with it.
I understand that. I think the candor conversation was that while understanding work with author is nice to have that mutual respect, then the author should work with us on other items. I mean, that's.
I agree.
But it hasn't been a two-way street.
I'm chairing the meeting right now.
And from a purely empirical standpoint, we really need this test to be as accurate as possible when we measure congestion and we set this congestion fee and the toll rates. And that's the point of this. As it becomes more congested, the toll goes up. So to let these cars in during the test phase, I think would be wrong. I don't have an...
Then we agree.
I don't go to Sacramento very much. I probably never will. I have no problem making
and
a statement.
You'll be healthier for it, for not. I don't know. You know. Hey, by the way, you know, the bill's got a long way to go. If the author won't work with us and won't change or won't do the sunset, we have plenty of time to oppose it. This is first.
I mean, so there's room. There's wiggle room. Then you think.
Yeah.
And if I could add, Mr. Chairman,
why don't you say work with the author on amendments? How does that sound?
Right now, it's work with author. We'll come back next month. But I think
as long as we got time, should things go south?
Turner, where's the bill?
It was heard in Assembly Local Government yesterday. It has to go to Assembly Transportation Committee. So we would be targeting.
It's got that. It's got fiscal also. So
fiscal
yeah,
committee. And
it's got multiple committee meetings.
Peace and joy. We'll remind him of peace and joy.
There you go.
Okay, with the comments that were made and the objection, so ordered. Okay, item number 58. We have public comment. Mr. Walsh, Mr. Sachs.
Mr. Chair, are we on item 58?
Sachs.
We already.
I'll move it to get it in front of us for the discussion.
Second. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Good afternoon, Arnold Sachs. You know, a lot of times I come down here in the morning and have breakfast, and several times I've heard people talk when Mr. Leahy starting out that how dynamic he was when he was working for OCTA, how he would go out on the street corners with a stopwatch to make sure the buses were on time, and how he improved that operations there. But then again, I get a letter supposedly that came from CEO Mr. Leahy that states that the reason we have the LA, the Gold Line Construction Authority, is because MTA modified state law. And then, what does that mean? Sent to me, modified state law with commentary by Habib Balian, who is assistant prosecuting attorney for the county. So, on one hand, he's doing one job, and on the other hand, he's lying to constituents. But you're going to modify. That's like rats grating cheese.
Okay. Any objection? Supervisor or Mr. No. Director
yes,
Wilson.
Sir. No, thank you.
Whatever your name is.
Never know, Mel.
Mr. Chair, thank you for the honor, but no thanks. I'd like to have a friendly amendment to this motion. Have this come back for the month of May and not for June.
Okay. No objection.
Thank you.
Okay, any objection on the motion? So ordered. Item number 57. Mr. Fasana.
Yes. The basis for this motion is that there is not a really good place on our website or on Caltrans' website to find out anticipated closures, planned construction on our highway system. This motion sets us on that path. It asks for a report back, I think, to system safety and operations within 90 days. I think it would be helpful for us to house this site. I think it would be beneficial for people to drive their cars to come on and see the status of the highway system and also see the other choices they have in terms of mobility improvements. But the you know, whether it be Carmageddon or other incidents, really I don't think we are reporting that information to the public as we could be with technology today.
You didn't mean to say that.
Today, so I moved the item.
But you didn't mean to say while they were driving their cars. You don't want them looking this stuff up, right? I just want to protect
cars.
You,
yeah.
John.
Right, or buses.
Yeah, or pull over to the side of the freeway and check it. But you know,
can I make a comment?
So I'll move it.
Mr. Miles has a
We just rolled out a program at Caltrans on our webpage. It's called Quick Maps, and you can go on there and click on different types of symbols where we have closures or accidents or incidents. You can also view all of our cameras and all of our changeable message signs now, and we're in the process, and we've already rolled out the app for the iPhone for that, and we're in the process of rolling it out for the Droid. What?
Thank you. Good afternoon again. Arnold Sachs. Mentioned problem with the blue line. Communications. You want to communicate with people in their cars, but you can't get the same level of communication with people who take public transportation. The fiasco with the blue line last month where the tractor station broke down and the blue lines were stuck. There was no communications at the blue line stations about alternative methods of transportation. No communications on the green line that feeds into the blue line so people could say, hey, wait, let me get on a different bus. Why don't you communicate with the captive audience you have on your transit system and improve that? This whole week, the communication system on the blue line station at 7th and Alameda on the upstairs level hasn't been working to communicate, to let you know what subways, time the subways are arriving at the station. So let's talk about communication with the system you have in place.
So move, second, so ordered.
I have a question.
Only one?
Only one, and I'll make it short. There is a sign on the 710. Signboard says traffic information, call 511. Are you suggesting that people, and I don't know who's doing it, so is this something that we should be doing, suggesting that people on the freeway pick up the phone and call freeway information? Well, exactly.
It would be legal if it's hands-free. And what you do is it's a voice-actuated system where you tell them the freeway that you're on, and it'll give you the traffic conditions.
But I have to, if I don't have a hands-free.
SigAlert.com.
Okay. I just noticed it and wondered why we were telling people to call.
The MTA board met in closed session for a conference with a labor negotiator. The board took no reportable action during the closed session meeting. That concludes my remarks and report.